Hello everyone, this is Anurag Suman. Hope you all are doing well. So welcome to this particular episode of the Anurag Suman Show. Today we are going to talk about how can we get more traffic on our blog or website. So as we all know, traffic generation doesn't start after you have published a post, but it starts right at the planning stage. And we all know traffic is most important for your blog or your website. So as for my experience, I'm gonna tell what things or strategy can increase traffic on your web post. So for better traffic, we should focus on the topic selection. The first thing is our topic selection while creating a blog or any web post. So first we have to focus on topic selection. Like if we are going to write on a topic that nobody is interested in, then you are not going to get any traffic, no matter how good your content is. But it is most important, like, is it like interesting topic or not as per your audience. So reading a lot of the other blogs or forums can be a great way to start. From there you can get a better ideas, like what will be a topic and what will be a good topic to get a better traffic. Second thing we have to focus on, pick a content type. Like as a study in BuzzSumo found that infographic and list post received more share than any other type of content. So we have to like choose a better content type, like infographic, list, or there are a lot of type of content. So we have to choose a best in and trending content type. It's also like enhance our traffic growth. Third, we have to focus on add value. Like it's time to think about how you can position your content to stand out from all the rest. Like suppose if you are creating a blog on SEO, like how we can learn SEO. So you have to make sure that you have to create a value in your content. Like you have to create something, you have to tell something, you have to write something which is other, like which is different other than from other your competitors and which make you unique in that niche. So add value in your content. Fourth thing we have to focus on, write more engaging headlines. As we all know, in term of traffic, in term of organic traffic, headline plays an important role. So we have to use a promising headline, and you should always deliver on that promise. So we have to always use a better and like attractive headlines which engage customers, like how you can learn SEO in 5 days, like that. So you have to create a better and engaging headlines. Fifth thing we have to focus on, make your content more visual. Like how you can make your content more visual. Create a unique featured image, visualize data with graphs and charts, embedded a video, like create better visualization with your image, visualize data, graphs, charts, videos. It will make your content more visual and it will attract more and more traffic on your content, on your blog post, on your web post. Sixth thing we have to focus on, that monitor trends and write as per trend. Like the key here to monitor for the new trends and to be one of the first who write about that. Like you have to focus on the trend, what is trending right now, and you have to be the first who write on that topic. So keep monitoring on the trend, keep focus on the what is going on and what is trending, and be the first to write on that topic. It will also affect your traffic growth, your organic traffic on your web post, on your blog post. Seventh thing we have to focus on, like optimize your page. Like as we all know, the maximum of our traffic, everyone's traffic are using mobile phones. So we have to optimize our page as per the mobile. We have to make each and everything as per the, like both mobile, as per the mobile, for the mobile users and for the computer users. In that way they can access easily. And if suppose if your website take much more time to load to open in a mobile phone, so no one will like open after once. So optimize your page as per mobile, as per your audience. Eighth thing we have to focus on that is add relevant internal links and backlinks. Yes, we have to like add relevant internal links and backlinks. It will like help in ranking of your blog post in Google. So it will really help you to get a better organic traffic from Google, from Google ranking. Second, next thing we have to focus on that, add social share links on your blog. Like while creating your blog post, you have to add all the social shares like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Quora, Twitter. You have to like add all these social share links in that. From that, the audience also can share your blog post from those links on another social media platforms. It will also enhance your traffic from those social media platforms, and you will get a better engagement on your blog. And the last thing we have to focus on that, like share on all the social media platforms. Like suppose if you're posting a blog post on your website, and after that what you have to do, like post share this that blog on each and every social media platform, either it is for Quora, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Try to share as much as you can on each and every social media platform. In that way, you can attract much more organic traffic, much more free traffic from those social media platforms. Because we all know that nowadays everyone using social media very much. So in that case, we can easily attract and get much more organic traffic from there, from those social media sites. And at last, I will suggest some tools which will really help you. Like you can use Google Trends. This will show you a graph of how interest has increased or decreased over the time. From Google Trends, you can choose a trending topic. As I told you earlier, like monitor on the trends and be the first one to write on that. So you can use Google Trend on for that. Next tool you can use, it's BuzzSumo. Like it will show which topic are generating most social shares. In that, like it will also give you a better idea like which topic is trending in social media platforms. Next, and you can use like SEMrush. SEMrush is like better for SEO. SEO. So you can use all these three tools: Google Trends, BuzzSumo. These both will provide you a trending, provide you a clear picture of what is trending in the market, what is trending on social media, what is trending in your audience. And SEMrush will help you in optimization of your, helping search engine optimization for your blog post, for your website. So follow all these steps. These are the minor steps, but I really want to tell you that it will really help you, and it will really enhance your organic traffic on your blog post. So do follow all these tips, and you will definitely get a better traffic on your blog post, on your website from these. Thank you. Have a great day.